There is a hilarious new book out. It's from Simon Rich, who's a former Saturday Night Live writer and the author of Man Seeking Woman, which is being made into a comedy series on FXX. His new book is a collection of short stories. It's called Spoiled Brats. It features an array of privileged characters who find themselves in some pretty bizarre situations. Simon Rich joins us from Toronto to talk about it. Simon, welcome.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
And I have to say, I was laughing as I read this book, and I kept trying to explain these stories to other people, and I did a terrible job of it. But I want you to start by talking about one of the longest one in here, which is called Sellout. And it has a sort of a personal story for you, made up, of course, but it does relate to you. Just if you could just tell us that story just briefly, sort of the premise of it.
Sure. Yeah. Sellout is it's pretty autobiographical. The main character is my great-great-grandfather, Herschel Rich. In the story, he comes through Ellis Island as a dirt-poor immigrant in the early 20th century, and he has a real hard-scrabble existence. He toils for 16 hours a day in a pickle factory and dreams of someday, you know, that his descendants will have a better lot in life. And then one day, he falls into a vat of pickles, and he gets brined for 100 years. The brine preserves him perfectly, so he doesn't age. He remains the same age, 27 years old, and he emerges in present-day Brooklyn, and he meets his great-great-grandson, me, Simon Rich, and moves in with me. And over the course of the story, we clash often.
He's disgusted by you, basically.
Yeah, he's completely horrified that all of his hard work and all of his dreams have come crashing down in the form of this frivolous Hollywood screenwriter.
Well, script doctor, you say, and he says, oh, you're a doctor. And you say, well, not exactly.
Right, exactly. I had to break it to him. I'm not an actual medical doctor, but somebody who mainly adds gags to dog movies.
Well, but then he goes out and becomes a pickle salesman. He figures out how to create a pickling cart and sells pickles, but asks for the jar back. And everyone in Brooklyn, modern day Brooklyn, are so eco-friendly and in love with that sort of thing that they love him. And he gets written up in New York Magazine.
Right. Ironically, Herschel Rich, with his long, scraggly beard and his, you know, moth-picked clothes, he actually fits in perfectly with the hipster set in Williamsburg. So he ends up becoming a huge success, a way bigger success than I do.
And it is the one that I think is most about you or that you throw yourself into the most in Spoiled Brats. But why did you decide to write a book of stories about spoiled brats? Why were they on your mind and why were you one of them?
Good question. Yeah, it's definitely my most self-loathing book to date, I would say. You know, it's become sort of a postmodern trope to name the hero of a book after yourself. And I always thought it would be funnier and more honest to cast myself as the villain.
Because?
You know, this whole book was kind of a way to jolt myself into having perspective on my life. I think, like a lot of people, sometimes I'll get really stressed about trivial problems. Sometimes if the internet isn't working at a Starbucks, I'll become so annoyed that I'll, you know, curse underneath my breath. And I'll lose perspective on all the insane privileges that I take for granted. And so I thought it would be funny to have a character like Herschel from the old world march into my living room and tell me off and tell me how silly I'm being.
I want to have you read a little bit from another one in which you are a villain. And it's the first story. If you can open up to page 4 of the book.
Sure.
And just give me a little bit of that. Yeah.
So this is this is the first story in the book. It's called Animals. And this one is from the perspective of a hamster in my third grade classroom. The hamster feeder for the week that's been assigned to take care of him is me, Simon Rich. So he's, you know, very scared about his fate because I tend to neglect my duties. And here's a little bit of him talking. My name is Princess Jasmine. I'm a male, so this name is humiliating, but I'm aware that my situation could be worse. The other homeroom, 2R, has a guinea pig named Stimpy and an elderly turtle named New Kids on the Block. My wife Pocahontas left me with 3 sons, and it's for their sake alone that I keep up my struggle. Every weekday morning, when the monsters run screaming through the door, I hide my babies under scraps of newspaper. Whenever food and water are scarce, I give them my whole portion. Their faces are exact replicas of my wife's, and when I look at them, it helps me remember just how beautiful she was. Their names are Big Mac, Whopper, and Mr. T.
And as I'm reading this, by the way, I'm wondering, at what point did he start to think about what the hamster in the classroom was thinking when he was in that classroom?
At what point did Simon,
Simon Rich, start to think
about
that?
Unfortunately for the hamsters, I certainly didn't think about it while I was there. I was too busy scarfing down cheese doodles and quoting popular sitcoms to notice them. And I think that's, you know, a lot of the thrust of the book is it's about the danger of losing perspective and the danger of getting so sucked up into your own solipsism that you forget to think about where other people are coming from.
You have been a writer on Saturday Night Live. You have published 2 novels, 4 short story collections. You're now in Canada working on a TV show. How do you like writing short stories compared with the other things that you do?
It's so much fun. I mean, a lot of my career has just been trying to rip off my heroes. And so I started writing stories just out of a desperate desire to imitate people like Roald Dahl and Shirley Jackson and T.C. Boyle. And I love them because they force you to be economical. They don't allow you to digress. Every sentence has to be really propulsive. And I find that the shorter the form, the higher the bar is.
I'm glad you brought up Roald Dahl because I saw that you had said that Roald Dahl and The Simpsons were your two chief influences.
Yeah, for sure. And that's been true for 20-plus years.
And do you remember the books that really turned you on to Roald Dahl?
The first one that really blew me away was The Twits. I just couldn't believe how transgressive it was and how nasty the characters were to each other. I couldn't believe that kind of behavior was allowed to occur in a book. But I loved all of his children's books, and then later I fell in love with his twist stories. Some of those collections, I think, to this day remain my favorites.
Simon Rich, his new collection of short stories is called Spoiled Brats. Simon Rich, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks for having me.
And we have an excerpt of the book at hereandnow.org. And I'm so glad he brought up Roald Dahl because I was just thinking back to all the books that I used to read, the BFG and James and the Giant Peach, such great books.
Yes.
Here and Now, production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It is Here and Now.